It's a special pleasure to introduce our speaker this morning because she's one of my best friends. And Dr. Marianne Evans is also one of my distinguished colleagues. We've shared decades of common interests and work between us in schools, communities, and even churches. Marianne's first word was horse, an omen of the role that horses would play in her personal and professional life. A prolonged illness in her childhood allowed her to read every book about horses she could lay her hands on. Her grandfather rescued horses on his farm in Illinois and inspired her with a deep love for those animals. But horse country receded when Marianne's other passion emerged, and was for learning. It took her into the field of special education at the University of Illinois, then on to an MS in learning disabilities and a PhD in neuroscience at Northwestern. Her work with special ed teachers and clinics for learning disabilities led to a second PhD in neuropsychology. When Marianne moved to Santa Barbara with her dentist husband and wonderful family of four children, she taught first at UCSB and Cal Lutheran. But soon she widened her scope. She became a program specialist for special ed at county schools, a neuropsychologist with Cottage Rehab. She set up in private practice as a neuropsychologist, and that practice continues today. In fact, I think I'm going to have to say goodbye to her to go back to the office this afternoon. And she became one of the women who started the Hearts Therapeutic Equine Center in Hope Ranch, the first horse riding therapy endeavor on the South Coast. When her family moved to the San Ynez Valley, she transplanted that calling to horse therapy into a startup at their own small ranch on Reby Road. Today, her San Ynez Therapeutic Riding Program serves nearly 80 students a week with therapy sessions. She tells me it is equine-assisted psychotherapy, where pairing with horses as co-therapists helps treat numerous conditions through that special horse-human connection. And I have to say that in the meantime, Marianne continued her practice as a clinical neuropsychologist and added an array of community leadership roles for which she was honored as Woman of the Year in Santa Ynez Valley, I think it was 2005. She and Bob raised their four children in the valley and in a way of life that has always been grounded in the church community. In the Evans' case, it's St. Mark's and Los Olivos. The core of her work in life has been that mind-body-spirit connection. She trained with Jon Kabat-Zinn in utilizing mindfulness for treating psychological disabilities, and she has found mindfulness to be central in her work with horses and people. Her spiritual path has led her to years of journeying with Cynthia Bourgeault's Wisdom School, another path that we share, and to her current two-year stint with Richard Rohr's Living School at his Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque. This morning, she'll weave her own experience of the sacred presence of animals with the concepts from Chapter 15 to give us a glimpse of that deep kinship between humans and horses. We're especially pleased that Marianne's friend Kimberly Curl will be able to join her at the podium this morning, where she will open our eyes to the title of Chapter 15, Wild Horses, Wild Heart, because she will add her extraordinary photographs of wild horses, plus some of her experiences, to the excursion with Marianne this morning. Kimberly is an acclaimed wildlife photographer who has been capturing America's remaining wild horses since 2004. She's traveled to remote and isolated locations all over the planet, earning her a place as one of the leading fine art photographers of wild horses in the world. She has spent countless hours observing and understanding the movements, thoughts, and the sheer will of the horse. She's become committed to the protection of wildness. So get ready for a plunge into the deep order of wildness and the sacred presence of animals with Marianne and Kimberly this morning. So let us give them our special blessing with which we always send our speakers away. So, Marianne.